From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Next week, President Obama will try to escape the political din. He's packing up the first family, and along with dozens of Secret Service agents who protect him, they'll all be heading to Martha's Vineyard. The vineyard has long been a retreat for the rich and famous, and it has an especially rich past among the African-American elite. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once summered there, as did Paul Robeson. Nowadays, Spike Lee and Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. both vacation on the island in the town of Oak Bluffs. Robert Hayden is an historian and author of the book African Americans on Martha's Vineyard, A History of People, Places, and Events, and he joins us now from his home on Martha's Vineyard. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And do we know when the first African Americans came to Martha's Vineyard and why there?
Well, we can go back to actually 1703, at least that far back, and document the presence of slaves. The real beginning, I think, came in the early 1800s after the Methodists established the Martha's Vineyard Campground Meeting Association. But we had investors, people with money who began to envision, particularly the Oak Bluffs, Edgartown area, as a place to develop a summer tourist attraction on the island.
And as for the attraction to African Americans...
Well, the attraction at that time was that there were many job opportunities, even before the Civil War, but particularly after the Civil War, as the island began to blossom as a national vacation site. Some of them were brought here to work in the summer for their employers back on the mainland. But many of those people, by the late 1880s, early 1890s, became part of the leisure class also, and they began to attract their neighbors and friends, particularly from the greater Boston, greater New England area.
I gather the first inn of four blacks for a summer respite was founded there in 1912. Was there always a degree of de facto segregation, that there was a community for blacks as opposed to whites on Martha's Vineyard?
Well, I wouldn't say it was segregation. It was probably de facto. Again, most ethnic groups, most cultural groups, language groups, tend for cultural reasons and religious reasons to live together, to work together, to have activities together, and so that was true here on the island. Oak Bluffs was always a very diverse and cosmopolitan town, but it was a very open kind of city, and so blacks felt comfortable here. Many of them stayed and worked year-round, and so there was good employment here.
There are so many influential writers, thinkers, activists among the African Americans who summer on Martha's Vineyard. It seems that there must be a certain amount of great intellectual ferment there. The discussions must be awfully interesting and compelling.
And I believe, too, that many of us like to be here in the summer. Many people come here for the summer, African American, because of the intellectual activity. Almost every week there's a book talk, a book review. There are forums going on around social issues, economic issues. Just this week, former U.S. Congressman, former mayor of Atlanta, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Andrew Young, spoke before an audience of 250 people. I have a group here, a Black History group, and we are bringing a showcase of black inventors to Martha's Vineyard this week. So people really look forward to these kinds of activities also.
Now, we've been talking about African-Americans going to Martha's Vineyard, but it would be a misimpression to think that the population of the island at any time is majority black or even 50-50 black. I mean, it's still a minority on Martha's Vineyard, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what the percentage is today. There are approximately 16,000 year-round residents on the island. And I would say that probably 200 to 300 are people of color here on the island. But, of course, that swells considerably during the summer. We have hundreds and hundreds of African-American families for whom there is a second home here. So I think that the African-American population probably in the summer is up maybe 4,000 or 5,000.
It's Robert Hayden, an historian and author of the book African Americans on Martha's Vineyard, A History of People, Places, and Events. He spoke to us from his home on Martha's Vineyard. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.